was in the Midrash Rosh Hashanah Besechon is, I would say, a twofold mitzvah. We are supposed to do two things. First of all, to build a Beis HaMikdash, as the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira begins, Vosu mi migdosh v'shachanti besecho. And the Rambam emphasizes the importance of the reason for the mitzvah pertaining to construction of Beis HaMikdash is the possibility of offering korbanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and secondly to make the two pilgrimages, three times a year, כדי להעלה, כדי להקיף קרבונס, וכדי להעלה שם ברגל. But this is one mitzvah actually centered around the base of Mikdash, regardless, I mean, of the character of the base of Mikdash. Whether or not the Beis HaMikdash was a temporary structure and then later could be discarded for another structure in another place, like in the Midbar, in Gilgal, in Shile, in Nave, in Given. Beis HaMikdash wandered from place to place, traveled from place to place. But still the mitzvah is binding, that wherever the Jews are, there should be a Beis HaMikdash. And secondly, the commandment to build a Beis HaBchira. Sholesh mitzvah l'estavu Yisrael v'sheis k'nifosam l'oret k'nisosam l'oret Livnis lehem dot laches livnis le melech laches zare shel amolek velivnis beis habchirah. The mitzvah beis habchirah emphasizes that another aspect, namely the selection, the building of a beis hamikdash, who is not temporary, which is not of temporary, I mean, character, but a Beis HaMikdash, which is a Beis HaBchira, it means it is almost whose place cannot be changed, his place cannot be changed, and Pei Yeshiv Kivisio, here I reside because I like the place. This Beis HaMikdash is also a Beis HaBchira. The fact that it cannot be replaced, it cannot be, no substitute can we find for it. Yerushalayim remains the only place where the Beis HaBchira, has got to be built. There is another mitzvah from Livnis Lohem Beis HaBchira, to build a Beis HaMikdash in a place which is a permanent, whose Gdusha is permanent, and it will never terminate. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, in the third part, in Hilchos Beis HaBchira says, Mitzvah Saseh, Livnis Lehem, what? Livnis Lehem Mikdash, Saram Pirek Aleph, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Mitzvah Saseh, Livnis Lehem, what?
Lassas, Bais Lashem, Mukhan, Lios, Makriv, and Bawa Karbonos.
Yeah, and then he said, he enumerates the various botamigdoshim, the various structures in the various places where those structures, I mean, were served as the base, I mean, as the botamigdosh. He has Bamidbor, he says, Gilgal, Shile, Nave, Given, and then it comes to Yerushalayim. משנבחר לירושלים, וירושלים was constructed, I mean, was chosen as the place, וקונטיר, ירושלים.
כבן שנבנה המקדש בירושלים, נעשו כל המקומות כולן, לבנות בהם בית לשם, ולהקריב בהם קורבן.
Is once Yerushalayim was selected, there is no other. The Beis Hamikdash must be in Yerushalayim. No other place can substitute for Yerushalayim. But only there, I mean, will the Beis Hamikdash be built. This is a separate mitzvah. Lishichnei wea mokem ashivchar ad Hashem b'chem mikol shavtechem. Lishichnei tidreshu vosu shama. But he does, could you close the window of our... You see that it's a Shichnei Tidreshu Uvos Hashem. The Torah did not say when was it necessary to change the Beis HaMikdash as a temporary. As a temporary, as a temporary Mikdash. When and construct the Beis HaBchir, I mean, we don't know. The Torah says, V'yah mokim asher divchar ad Hashem mikol shivtechem, v'shaken shmei shon, משיח לסידר שובוס השומר, והביסם שומר, אשר יבחר על השם רכך. But when the יבחר will take place, the novi, the Torah does not allude it or does not say anything. But when is the mitzvah for Mikdash? When does the mitzvah for Mikdash change into a mitzvah from Beis HaBchira? We don't know. The Torah did not say. In Dvorim, we read, V'yah mokim asher yivchar ad Hashem b'chem mikol shivtechem losu mishmei shom. The Torah is talking about Beis HaBchira, the final place, no substitute, no. No replacing the final place of which is Yerushalayim. When should this place be selected? And when should this place, the Mikdash must be built exclusively in that particular place? You don't know. But this is a different story. If we have time, we'll come to it. But there is something else. Being Beis HaMikdash at the level of Mishkan, it means temporary dwelling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being Beis HaBchira, construction of a Beis HaBchira, which is the final site where the Mikdash is supposed to stand. Are associated with a very strange problem. The whole mitzvah of being a Mikdash is difficult to understand. As a matter of fact, the one who raised this question was Schleimenbach. In his famous tefillah, the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. And Schleimenbach asked a simple question. Omnom yeshiv lekim al ha'aretz. Is it possible to build a home, a dwelling for the Almighty? And this earth, it means in a world of finitude. I mean, עלי השמיים ושמי השמיים לא יחלקו לוחו. אף כי הבייס הגודל, אף כי הבייס אשר בניסיונו. I mean, the heavens and the and the whole universe cannot contain it. I mean, this is Ein Sof. While the world, I mean, even though very large, is a finite one. The world, the universe cannot contain the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us who also the Mikdash V'Shochan Tebeseh. The Medrash says that Meshi has the same question. The Medrash adds, Nival Meshi, Meshi became frightened. And was told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who also the Mikdash V'Shochan Tebeseh. He says exactly the same words which Shlomo used later. Because you are Ein Sof, infinity. How can we build a house for the which should become modest, should be able to contain the, I mean, to accommodate you? How can Ein Sof accommodate, I mean, on the contrary, be reside in something finitude, amo alamo, or the best of kaperes is the tutu, shtei amo v'chetzi amo, kimose, shtei amo is rov, I don't remember exactly the measurements, the dimensions, but how can we expect? How can we expect thee, I mean, to reside, I mean, within a few armies, who while Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Leichal Kolucho? The question is, what was the answer? What was the answer to this problem? In the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, Leik Kimshem Sha'atos, Savior, Ani Savior. The Kashi bothers you, it doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes, in Hashemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim, Leichal Kulucho. Certain times, I am Ein Sof, infinity. I contain the world does not contain me. I carry the world, Chas V'Shalom, does not carry me. Sometimes it is so, you're right. Neither the heavens nor the heavens of the heavens, above the other heavens, is can accommodate me. But if I want and hear it, I come down with something shchinosi and I contract my and a dwelling on top of the kaperes is quite very comfortable. This we find the Medrash. Where did the Medrash take it from? We don't know. Because Shlomo, when he posed and he presented the question in the presence of the entire community, did not give an answer. I don't know. Perhaps he gave, perhaps he didn't give. Let's take a look at what did Shlomo answer. V'ato l'kei Yisroel yom eino dvorecho asher dibarto l'avdecho l'dovid ovi ki ha'um no'om yeshev l'kim al oretz v'ni ha'shomayim u'shmei ha'shomayim l'yichal kolucho af ki ha'bayis hazeh asher bonis. Dogut. What is that? He didn't answer it. Then he begins right away. Just a minute. Ufoniso al tfilas avdecho vel tchinose, you should turn your face to the prayers and supplications of the servant. Hadishem lekoi lishmeya elorino vel atvilo, to accept the prayer of אשרב זוכר מספלה לפניך היין, לי איס עיניך פסוך איס על הבייס הזה, לילה ויין, אל המוקים, אשר אמרתו ישמי שום, לשמיע אל התפילו אשר יספלל אבדחו אל המוקים הזה. What does Shlomo say? He doesn't answer the question. The question is, Shomayim v'shmei Shomayim l'yech al kuluch. So an answer should have been given to this question, no? You don't find an answer. Suddenly, he changes the topic. Instead of pursuing the topic from how is it possible that infinity should reside within finitude, so he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our prayers, and he gives a list of tefillahs, all kinds of tefillahs. Yasha yechto yish l'reyeyu v'noso be'olo la'aleisei. Whenever there is one takes an oath, if there is litigation, v'nodo v'chavere, so many cases, litigation is terminated by the taking of an oath on the part of the Nitva, the Teveya. But his plea is, if one takes a litigation, Vato Tishma Mekim Shiftecho, El Hashomayim Vishomato Vesolochto. And sometimes it happens that the litigation, the oath is not completely true. Sometimes it's false. He won't perjure himself. At another time, it is not false, but it's not completely ideally true. He slanted something in the presentation of the story. But never, it's sure you should forgive. If this is the answer to the problem, in Hashemayim, 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 Leichal Kalucha, Afka, Baisa, this is the answer. And then he begins Shlomo to enumerate the various circumstances which make a man, which necessitate, or cause a man to come to pray, which generates prayer, the need for prayer. Basically, what generates the need for prayer? Alpidina, I'm asking plain Alpidina. What generates? What precipitates? What are the causes which result in prayer? Shleime, enumerates them. Binogev Amcho Yisroel Lifneyev, when there is a war, and Amcho Yisroel is engaged in a warfare, and he is defeated. He is Vishovu Elecho, Veheidu Eshimcho, Vispalo, Vishanenu Elecho Babayeshe. So they come running to the Beis Hamikdash, and they offer prayer. Vato Tishma Min HaShamayim, you will hearken to their prayer. Visolachto Lechatos Amcho Yisroel, and grant them tshuve, and let them win the war. Then he speaks about drought. Biyotzer HaShamayim V'liyemoto Ki Yechetulo V'ispalo La'mokim Hazeh. When there is drought in Eretz Yisroel, we know from the Mishnayos in Tainis that they used to fast so many Tanisim, and when they used to daven, they offer prayers at the square of the town. All Mishnayos. V'yato Tishma Min HaShamayim V'isolachto Lechatos Amcho V'amcho Yisroel. V'nosato motor al ha'artzecho, asher nosato l'amcho. Is that it? So what? He asked a question. Is the answer. Then, rov ki yivoretz, not only drought, I mean, famine, shidofen, yirokein, arbe, chosel, all natural, I mean, catastrophes, which actually, I mean, made a country in the Middle East with little water, and a very limited production of agricultural fruit. I mean, it might be a catastrophe, I mean, like Arbel. Is called Tfilo, v'chol Tfilo, Ashati lechol Odom, v'chilamcho Yisroel, Ashayidu Nish, Negal, and the Shlomo says, why do you have to enumerate more and more? any need, any catastrophe, any disaster. I mean, is which precipitates tefillah. Precipitates tefillah in you and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tefillah be accepted. And then, but it's not all yet. Vato tishma min ha-shomayim mechein shiftecho v'solachto v'osiso v'nosato li'ish kol drocho v'ashatedo v'slivo v'ikato yedato levatcho eslev of kol bnei odam. And then Shlomi adds, "V'gam el anochri, nanju, ashalim amcho Yisrael, uvo meretz recheiko leman shimcho, kitish me shimcho agodel, v'yispalel al abayis hazeh." So please, grant fulfillment to his prayer. And then, kiyetz amcho lamilchomo, Shlomi keeps on enumerating. Alevi bader hashatishlochim, וספלו ללד השם דרך העיר אשר בחרת בו והבייס אשר בניסו לשמחו ושמעתו השמיים אסטילוסם ואסטחינוסם ואוסיסו משפוטו כי יחתו לו אינגן דפוטה אקזייל גולס וישיבו אלי ושובם שיביהם אל ארץ אייב אורחי כוי אטרימו. This was the most frightening threat, Goles, to be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Is v'shovu elecho b'chol levovom v'chol nafshom, b'eretz eviyem, asher shove yisom, v'ispalalu elecho derech arzom, asher nosato laveisom, v'yir asher bochart, he speaks of the base of prayer. V'ababayis asher boniso, v'shmecho, Vishomato Hashomayim Chen Shiftecho again. And he repeats the word Vishomato Hashomayim Chen Kisecho in every case which he describes as warranting and deserving to be responded this prayer. Vishinecho Psuches al Tchilas Avdecho del Tchinas Amcho Yisroel Vishmei Aleim Bechol Kor Melecho. That's all. So what's the answer? Therefore, is no problem. Apparently, after Shlomi described, portrayed the various occasions on which a man is impelled to pray and to offer his supplications to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, apparently there is an answer to the previous problem. After all, is that like starting at Rosh Hashir and ask a kasha, and then I go on with. I go on and I develop the answer. So Shlomi gives, apparently in the description, the portrayal of tefillah and the occasions on which tefillah should be offered. What are, by the way, what are those occasions? We should call them just by one name. So, need. The tzorah need sometimes be as disastrous, like Goles, sometimes so, might be a very limited need. A need simple, I don't have enough, but I want more. Kol nega v'chol machlo. That's in general. Kol nega v'chol machlo. It means, in other words, it's just a parenthetical remark. In other words, a man should not be embarrassed. Or embarrassed if he suffers, if his prayer is wrong, or his need is not worthy one. I mean, the fulfillment of his need is not indicative of great dignity or character of the person. לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, you can say what you want. You want $1 million, $1 million. You want $10 million, so what do you need $10 million? That's foolish. So why should you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your prayer that $1 million is not enough? He wants 5 or 10, or just publicity is not enough? He wants to have great melochim, royal, like royal kind of publicity. But since he feels that's what he wants, so he's a mitzvah from prayer. So ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you find it reasonable, we'll give it to you. If you find it the whole request stupid, nonsensical, so he won't give you. But you will not be blamed for anything. You will not be blamed, I mean, for asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu something which is actually ridiculous. This is number one. But a mechayev, the cause which generates prayer is so. And Yaakov Ushleime, I mean, developed certain typical needs which result in the need for Tefillah, in the Chayva sphere. In my opinion, this is not only true, it is true, this is with regard to that problem. So the conflict between Ramban and Rambam, whether or not prayer is Midaraisa or prayer is not Midaraisa, revolves actually about the problem of Tzoro and Nega or Chol Machla. As a matter of fact, the Ramban himself admits that prayer based at Tzoro is Midaraisa himself. Yeah. And the Rambam is in agreement with him. Mitzvah Lizik, Uloria Bachatzitzes, in times of disaster, in crisis, when one finds himself in crisis. The only question is, what is Eis Soro? According to Ramban, the Ramban interprets Eis Soro in what terms? Eis Soro. I mean, Soro means not just need. I lack something. Soro, according to Ramban, means simply, I mean, first of all, which includes many people. When I sorrow, and I sorrow means more than that. I sorrow means when the events are destructive in nature. When the need, the sorrow, is disastrous, of disastrous proportions. But an ordinary need which is not satisfied, and which perhaps, even though it may give, I mean, the person who is involved, restless nights, but it's, first of all, it's not most probably a public need, it's more a yochid al tzorosei, and secondly, it's not so, it's not of the gray of a menacing or frightening proportions. But anyway, the mechayev of tefillah, the element which generates tefillah, is so, according to both. No, his hands. So, the Shemaim, Shemaim, Leich al Kalucha. In my opinion, what Shleime said is the following. No one, not even Meisha Rabbeinu, could give the answer to this problem. Because the answer to this problem in Hashemayim, Moshmei Hashemayim, Leichal Kuluho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless said, Vosu Mimirish, Ramti Besechom, and the Besamirish is called Beis Hashem. You are assigned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, the width and the length of the kapeas, the two dimensions, cannot be answered. This comes under what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Meshe, when Meshe asked him, Areinu Eskvidecho, as the Rambam interpreted, I want to understand your ways. I want to understand your reasons for doing this and that. I mean, I would like to understand more than I do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ani Ava Kol Tuvi Lefanecho, I'll give you a lot of wisdom. Wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Ki b'chol beis neman, who is trustworthy in my house. So the Rambam Yom Ruchim says, what kind of a house? Well, it means this is the universe. Meshe Rabbeinu knew everything which was pertaining to the functioning and the Anoga Seilom, the functioning of the universe. But Ponecho, nevertheless, to know about the methods Kaviyochla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in guiding the world, guiding the world, to understand the very essence of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is an impossibility. I'll show you everything, but there is a boundary line at which you have to stop and you'll be unable to cross. This problem, Ka'omnom, Yeshev, Lekim, Alash, Bashamayim, Al Oretz, Ale Hashamayim, Shmei Hashamayim, Leich, Al Kelucho, is a problem, if I may use the phrase, Shelenit Litshuve. No answer can be. Not only the path of mission. This is a problem which only the secret, the mystery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Ein Sof and being the carrier of all worlds, not of one universe, of hundreds of countless universes, created, non-created. At the same time, and on the same occasion, to tell Meshe Rabbeinu Vosu in Migdash Veshochanti Besecho, this is one of the truths which a human being's mind cannot understand and cannot actually explain. It is the greatest of all mysteries. So if this is the case, so. But that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Vosel in Migdash Veshochanti Besecho. So Shlomi accepted it. There was no problem. Shlomi did not attempt to find an answer or to give an answer or to tell the people about it. It's too great of a mystery for the people to understand. So the people even for Shlomi, Achochem, Kol Olam. It couldn't. When we find the Medrash, with regard to another occasion, where Shlomi asked a question, and Shlomi tried to solve the question, to resolve the question, and Shlomi admitted defeat. I mean, you probably are out here. Ech kemo. No, but important is the lotion, then, the phrase. Eh, Marty, ech kemo. I said I'll be a wise man, a great scholar. I'll understand. I found out that it's not so easy to understand. It's so distant and so mysterious. It's not only Poradum is one of the cases, but the question from the Hashemayim, Moshmei Hashemayim, is more of a mystery than Por Aduma. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol mitzamtzem es kvedei, and shrinks his glory, and he squeezed infinity into finitude from Amo al Amo, is more, to find an answer to that problem, is more daring than the problem of Por Aduma. Por Aduma this is not so frightening. And that's what the Medrash says, Nival Meshe Rabbeinu. It was not just a question. He was frightened. He didn't understand what it's all about. So the question of why Migdosh if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the universe, the endless universe cannot contain him, so why Migdosh? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will reside, who is in a few armies, that can never be answered. Nival Meshe Rabbeinu, and for him as well. He asked the question, then he said to the Kal Yisrael, I cannot answer this question. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to impose upon us such a mitzvah which not only you don't understand the reason, it's against every reason under the sun. You know very well. In math, if you have infinity plus finitude, is infinity. Infinity swallows up finitude. Nothing can be added, and nothing can be subtracted. That Shlomo did not want to solve. Indeed, Echkemo, perhaps it was of one of his great dreams, Echkemo. So he was disappointed about his hope that he'll finally solve even the Funa Shomayim or Shmei Shomayim Leichal Kolucho. We don't know. But it's impossible. This comes under Ufona Leiro. And he ever called to Galpanech, I'll give you a lot. You'll understand everything. And you'll be the greatest of all men, as the Ram describes it beautifully in that one. But not as... This is already beyond and above human ability. No matter how great the human being is, whether he's at the dimensions of Meshe Rabbeinu or Shlomo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, this is the case, and this is correct. This cannot be answered al pedin, al pe aloha. It's impossible. I once heard, because the Bria itself, creation itself, is also a problem. Creation itself comes under the same problem as the being a midrash. In Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Leichal Kolunim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who carries the world. The world is in... The HaKadosh Baruch actually embraces the world. The world exists in HaKadosh Baruch because of HaKadosh Baruch, because it is rooted in being as such HaKadosh Baruch. Why was a world created? This is, you know, very well. I mean, Chachma Kabbalah and Chachma Chassidus speak about Tzimtzum, about why Tzimtzum. Deidi Yorad Legane, where from? From the Shmei HaShomayim, from transcendence. From infinite transcendence. Yorad Legane in a little small world. The whole universe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little small world. Of course, it's more dramatized when you take the Mishnah. You take the Mishnah, the Pasuk of the Kapiras. Venality has appointment on the Kapiras with Meshe Rabbeinu. But actually, it's not only a question of Beis HaMikdosh, the question is concerned not only with the problem, why are Beis HaMikdosh? What Beis HaMikdosh? But also with the problem, why creation? What is creation? No, the answer is Milfon Milocher. A man should not, he may ask the question, but he should not expect an answer. Ech kemo. But we recheiko memani. No. So what's the case? So what is? Shlomo did not dare to explain, I mean, the possibility of Bria Se'ilam or the possibility of being a migdash. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Ritzene Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard a story of the Pamar Pesmich HaZalik, Rizka Daya, that he once accompanied Reb Chaim, to a town on the Baltic Sea in Latvia by the name of Libau. It was a famous port, the Baltic port. Reb Chaim had a relative there, so he told Reb Chaim, he's dying, let's visit my cousin, second cousin. So they walked in. Second cousin, Reb Chaim, was happened to be a Chabadnik. The Baruch Hashem does no shame in it. As a matter of fact, the Tanya, the Amiyasid of Chabad, his mind was very accommodating. And he actually was I don't believe that someone else was as sensitive to Kabbalah So they came in to the cousin, and he was not home. So someone in the house told them to wait. He left a message for them that he will be back soon. So they waited. They waited. He had a lot of the Chabad literature. So I believe it's, the name is Moginovich. I believe Moginovich is by the Vidy called the Homer, from Homer. He was more an interpreter, he popularized Chabad. So his books, his Sforim, were among those which they noticed on the shelves. So Reb Chaim told him, take a sefer. Let us look in this and see what are they concerned. So they took out, I believe, the Moginovich for the Homler. I don't remember exactly the name. But it was certainly by the Homler, the Moginovich. And they started to read the Agdom as a matter of fact. And the Homler explains there that there is a conflict or a disagreement among the Chachmei Yisrael with regard to the tachlis, or to the reason rather, of Briyas Hayolam. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Why was it necessary? The world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not need the world. So why was it necessary to create the world? So Homer, the Chayil Vrocho, says that some said Liman, and some said because there is a controversy. One group, Chachmei Yisrael, said as the reason was Kvede Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liman Kvede, and another group is of the opinion it was Leman Tuve Vechazde. The one who says Leman Tuve Vechazde is Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital, and apparently this was the opinion of the Ari HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemiderech Hateiv Lehetiv Lezulas. And you cannot practice Chesed. You cannot practice Chesed unless there is someone else with you. If there is no one else with you, so you cannot practice chesed. You cannot practice chesed with regard to yourself. Is mila kodesh bocher chabal chesed? When he was levade belome, he was the only one. So midas chesed it was impossible for kavi yochel. I mean to put exercise chesed. Is mila man chazde vituve. He created world in order, I mean, that to be able to practice chesed and to be kind and to help people. Some, this another group, is of the opinion this is not me, Leman Chazdei, Leman Tuvei, but this is Leman Kvedei. Lechvedei, Lesisi, Levit Dolashim. Kola Nivra Vishmei, Lechvedei Boaz. At Gloriam Dei. So Rav Simazelik told me that Rav Chaim had a cane. He was sitting with his head like that and listened. And then said, I don't agree with either one. One said Leman Kvedei. The other said Leman Tuvei V'Chasdei. It is true. But this is not the answer we should give. Even though it is true, but this is not the answer. There is one answer. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? There is one answer. Leman Retzeni. There is no need to look out for external motivation. The purpose of everything is the implementation and fulfillment of the will of God. When you say why was creation necessary? Because this was the will of God. There is no need to introduce values from the outside into the process of the fulfillment of the will of God. You don't need. The will of God is the purpose, the ultimate end, the tachlis of everything. Ba'almo divro chiruse. So in Kaddish he state, what is the tachlis, what is the final objective of creating the world? Ba'almo is God of his Kashmar, Ba'almo divro chiruse. Yamlech Malchus. Is Retzeni Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Divro Chiruse, is the Tachlis HaTachlis, so to say. The highest purpose. You will ask me, Uvai Beis HaMikdosh, Leshmei HaShemayim Leichal Kulucho. So, we don't understand, we can't answer that. But the answer which you will give, and there is no need for being very sophisticated, you'll answer, why this mission was built? On the contrary, the less we understand, the greater is the necessity. I mean, for the necessity for the world to comply with Retzeni Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Shleime was not interested. Shleime wasn't interested in that. What Shleime said is something else. He answered like that. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a mikdosh, which means kind of a house for himself, a home for himself, was the mir shechanti b'secha, we made derive the following. The importance of tefillah. Namely, the question Namely, you know, just a moment. The importance and the central place which Tfilah occupies in as far as Yahadus is concerned, and also a motif which should motif as to with regard to ourselves as far as Tfilah is concerned. Please listen carefully. We have Korbanos. We have a parasha Korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. The Korbanos I mean, mitzvahs which require of man, of the human being, of us, to offer korbanos from time to time. We have a Seder Kodshim. We are makriv, we offer to tmidim, we are called upon to offer to tmidim every day. And on Shabbos and Yontef, on top of the tmidim, we are called upon to offer musaf and so forth. I mean, the parashas korbanos. There is a difference, apparently, between and also we have been commanded to pray twice a day or three times a day. In the same manner as we are commanded, I mean, to offer korbanos twice a day, or yontef three times a day. So there is a difference between the mitzvah, the korbanos and tefillah. Tefillah, korbanos, can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even though the distance separating man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very far, very long. In korbanos, I can send korbanos al the shaliach. You raise the question al the shaliach. The Gemara tries to derive the mitzvah of shluch shlodom kemeisif from korbanos. If korbanos had and the rish shliches in korbanos, no doubt about it. Whether korbanos is the basic rule and all shliches are derived from korbanos is a different story. I mean, yeah. But korbanos shliches is applicable to korbanos. It means that the person himself does not have to be lifnei Hashem, because if he send a shliach, he send a korban with a messenger or with an attorney, with my representatives. But the fact that he'll enter the Azore and come close to the Mizbeah, and come close to the Mizbeah, will not make me a Mizbeah, will not shift, will not bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm busy, I mean, on the day on which my korban will be offered in Yerushalayim, I'll be busy with it, tilling the ground or watering my food, my trees. And still the korban is a korban. Korbanos is the source, as I said before, the source of the concept of shliches. V'shachta isi kol adas Yisrael, v'chi kol adas Yisrael el mekan shluche shel adam kemeisa. Nu, could you send somebody late in the afternoon? You are lazy and tired and don't want to daven mincha, but you want, on the other hand, you're a yid. How can a yid get away from mincha? You'll send a shliach. Daven mincha for you? I mean, actually, you'll send a shliach to daven mincha for you. What's wrong? You'll daven well. Representative, you said. You understand very well how the shlichus is not shlichus. This is not important now. But you can send the man with the call. As a matter of fact, the Klal Yisrael was represented every day by the Anshei Maimed. And they were the shluchim, the messengers, the attorneys, the representatives, I mean, of the Klal Yisrael. The shliches applies to Tomei Shel Shachar and Tomei Shmona Barim. As far as Kobonis are concerned, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash stood on the Berei Shorin, at the top of the mountain. Now Shachis is Tomei Shel Shachar. Milche is Tomei Shmona Barim. No shliches. Either you dab or you don't dab. Why is it so? Because in the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael, there is a double moment. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant from us. Merochek Ad Hashem Niroli V'Avaseh Mahaftir. Of course, we might be responsible for that, but sometimes there is an infinite distance separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Yisrael. This distance sometimes does not have any, as far as Kobonis are concerned, has absolutely no effect, no significance. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be distant and far from it, at the fringes of the universe. But still, Korban is not a relief. If the Korban is offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complies with all the halachas, there is still a good relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel as far as Kobonis are concerned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the Korban from Israel, even though Israel is millions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from Israel, is billions, billions of miles away. Korban does not require kiruv. Even if Hashem merochek nivirei, merochek ad Hashem niroli v'avasei lo me'avtei, as far as Kobonis is concerned. In the definition from Korban, it's enough for him. And a shaliach, an attorney, a representative, can bring the offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though there is no iskavus, man does not come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the Korban, because he himself, he remained at his home and his farm, somewhere far distant away. Is the Korban, the Akrovas Korban, not menaced by this, by the far distance separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel? Tefillah is possible only if the tefillah is accompanied by closeness. By being not only near HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but being in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not close, there's not. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away from him, and he's alone, is there still out, even though for Korban it does not do any, as far as Korban is concerned, there is no harm in that. The Korban still can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not tefillah. Why? I mean, this is Alpi Halacha, what I said. Why? Why? Because tefillah, the definition of tefillah, is ke'emed lifnei amara. Lifnei amara. The Rambam says that tefillah, Shamayim. And the very basic kavone in tefillah, as I said just a moment ago, is kiruv between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the soul, and the prayerful person, the one who prays. Otherwise, there is no tefillah. Because you know very well, kavone in tefillah is the mitzvah itself. It's not somehow, a formal request. If there is no kavone, there is no tefillah. And kavone means I am more than close. I am in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that now, this is the basic and central motif of tefillah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to build a Beis HaMikdash? Why? No answer. This is a mystery. But I would like to understand something else. I mean, Korbanos, the Rambam says that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is Avos Korbanos. That could have taken place without the Beis HaMikdash. All you need for Korbanos, what do you need for Korbanos? If there had been no Beis HaMikdash, So the all Korbanos would have been offered where? In Bomon, all you need is four stones. I mean, there's a few stones to build a Bomon, build an altar, an elevated place. That's all. But it's necessary. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, no, I don't want Bomon, Bomon will finally disappear. I want a house. Because I want a house, I don't want Korbanos alone. I want a house, Beis Hashem. Basically, what the Mishra Hamzor means, a home, I want a home, next to your home. I want to be your neighbor. Correct? In Beis HaMikdash, you have to admit to experience the following. That Meshe, or Rugm, or Yaakov, or Zelig lives near Har HaBayis, number 12. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives number 13. This is how we should understand Tefillah. This is how we should understand Tefillah. Otherwise it is falsification of the concept of Tefillah. The falsification of the concept of Beis HaMikdash. If it says Beis HaMikdash was in the Mirish HaMikdash, it means like that. You live next door, I'll be your next door neighbor. And it's like that. Isn't there a Jew who has a house in Yerushalayim, close to the Har HaBayis, very close? And he puts up a number, Mr. So-and-so, Adon so-and-so. And next to him is a few steps away, half a mile away, is the Mekim from Kodesh HaKodashim. Who lives there? Who lives there? What is written on the sign? Vishachanti b'seichom. I mean, it's very simple. Why was it necessary not for Korm? Why was it necessary not for Korm? For Korm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was not called for Korm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have been as distant from man as possible. There was no need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Korbanos, to come down to descend from the fringes of the universe, from his transcendent home at the end of the world creation, in order to accept the Korb. offered by a Jew. The Korban can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in transcendence, and the Jew is right here. It is an infinite distance. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vosu v'migdash v'shachante v'seichot, I don't want to accept Kabbonis if I am distant. I want to be close to you. This is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it because the Beis HaMikdash basically is a Beis Tefillah. The Beis HaMikdash is called a Beis Tefillah. I mean, this Vadu El Hashem Derech Oyir HaZeis V'Derech Arzon. Because he wants as Yisroel should not only bring Kabbalah, but know the art of Tefillah, how to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu in conversation. Tefillah basically is a conversation which the Knesset Yisrael engages HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How to engage him in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, you need a Beis HaMikdash right here. Because for Tefillah, there is no Tefillah when the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael the distance is great, and Yisroel cannot succumb to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and embrace him and tell him all his disappointments, all his frustrations, all his foolish dreams. Tell him not to be ashamed. And for that purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't have to explain to you. That is said to Shleime Ot Meshav. I don't have to explain to you why I want to meet him. You don't understand very well, because if there will be no Midrash, there will be Kobonis, but there will be no prayer. For as far as Kobonis are concerned, all you need is not a Bisham Midrash. What do you need for Kobonis? Mizbeach. Nothing else. Nivgama Mizbeach, Kalakot Shibsuri. Is there a Mizbeach? Is there a Zbeni Mafai? Matrim of a Shrein Bais, we have a Kotcha Kalim of the Shrein Koi. I mean, Kakosh Boga said, Vosuli, leave me, Gosh, I want a home, not a Mizbeah. I don't want you should worship me just by Kobonis. But if you near me, like a little son, like a little baby feels near his father when he embraces him. Because if I'll be a neighbor of yours, and I live together with you. And whenever you you'll have the permission to knock on my gate, on my door, anytime at night and in the day. And that's why I employ the great mystery, which we don't understand, the great paradox. And I squeeze myself in. Into finity. The Ein Sof somehow lives or resides on the top of the arena breeze and the capers. That's what Shlomo is. That's why you understand very well what is the Vispalelu Elecho Derech Arzo. Well, you know very well that if you build a shul, what do you look out for? First, what do you look out for? Mizrach, of course, Mizrach. Yeah. What is Mizrach? Toward the Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, toward Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, toward the Harabayim. Harabayim is toward Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim, toward the Kapeles. It means Tefillah is an act which can only be achieved if the Mispalel, the prayer, the one who prays, identifies himself, is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Derech Arzon. It means I want to daven Minche. I begin to read the Tefillas HaMinche, so a question comes up in my mind. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm a spaller to whom? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, there's no tefillah. I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's right here, right here. Just to point out, right on the next corner. This is tefillah. Without the Beis HaMikdash, tefillah would have been an impossibility. But without Beis HaMikdash, is the miracle, the mystery, the frightening mystery. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there, in short, is, so to say, almost Kaviyochu arrests himself within the confines of Amo Alamo. Without that great mystery, there would have been not here. Kobonis, as many as you want. But Kobonis, Amidbesh is not necessary for Kobonis. Mizbeach is necessary. Particularly if there hadn't been a Beis HaMikdash, so everybody would have used the bomo for Akrovis, that there is no need for Priyas Yerushalayim, Peishivki Visio. Tefillah is only, this is Kabbalah, as far as Kabbalah. Tefillah is only possible if HaKadosh Baruch Hu mit Samtzim Shchinosi, he contracts the main source, and somehow and engages in the miracle, in the mystery of Tzimtzum of his infinity, in order to come close to the Jew in his Beis HaMikdash, and to give the people an opportunity to have to pray. Otherwise, there's no opportunity. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. V'ispalalu ilecho derech arzon asher nosato laveisa. U'yir asher bocharta. U'yir asher bocharta. V'abayis asher bo nisi lishmecha. Rebbein Shalom, Shlomo says it. A prayer, actually Shlomo says it's a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ben Shlomo. If you will comply with the tefillahs of thy people Israel, and you fulfill all the requests, all the bakoshes, so then the B'nei Beis HaMikdash is tremendously important. The B'nei Beis HaMikdash makes it necessary for thee to fulfill all their tefillahs and bakoshes. Because if you are not ready to fulfill their bakoshes and tefillahs, so why did I build the Beis HaMikdash? What's the Beis HaMikdash for? If you reject their tefillahs, there was no need for Beis HaMikdash. That you employ the method of Tzimtzum, of mystery. The mystery, the great mystery, of having infinity somehow reside in finite. No matter how small the finite is, and no matter how great the infinity is. Apparently you wanted the people to do something. Namely what? This is of the being is a ministry to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the purpose is to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So to say, leave the uncharted lanes of transcendence and come into my house or next door to my house. In order what? Not to be close to the Jew. Because if you want to be close, so there was no need for it. In order to make tefillah possible. So Vasisha min Hashamayim, he says, Vispalu alecha tefillah. Vispalu alecha derech artzon. Asher nosato laveisam. Uyir asher bocharti, v'abayis asher bonisi lishmecho. Otherwise, it's a waste. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reject the prayers later, it's a waste. It's a waste of the greatest mystery, namely, v'nishmei ha-shamayim le'yichot ha-lucho afki abayis asher bonisi. It's a chalais. And it says in interesting ways, v'shomaito And in order that the Bein Beis HaMikdash should be justified, is the Shomai to HaShomayim Mechein Shiftachon. So you have to receive or to accept Tefillah wherever you are. Even when HaShomayim Mechein Shiftachon, whenever you are. Because if you reject, so then I'll consider the work of constructing the Beis HaMikdash absolutely wasted. Shleime simply demands, demands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. Actually, for the purpose of Aveidei Korbanos, there was no need for Beis HaMikdash. This could have been done before Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, people have actually offered korbanos before the Beis HaMikdash. And this could have been done without constructing a Beis HaMikdash and without getting involved in the problem in the antinomy. That you did it and you told us to build a Beis HaMikdash. And we are glad to comply with your wish. There's no problem. Shows that is indicative of something else. That you are interested in Tefillah. Not only in Korban. As far as Tefillah is concerned, the Kodesh Baruch has to be just opposite. This is the Kavone from Tefillah. Kavone from Tefillah is a Kodesh Baruch opposite me. Ponim be ponim. Then Tefillah is accepted. So since you told us, you commanded us to build a Beis HaMikdash, apparently you don't want to reside in transcendence. In transcendence. But to reside right here. If this is the case, if you are so interested in spirit, so fulfill them. Did you have it? This. Binogi vamcho Yisroel ifneiev. Vishovu elecho. Veheidu eshmecho. Babais hazeh. What's Babais hazeh? These are the purpose. What's the purpose of Beis HaMikdash? Is they should say vidu in Beis HaMikdash. It means to have the person, the sinner. But actually, Shleime in his Tefillah speaks about people who are impelled to daven because they are in need, they are in crisis, and also people, sinners. Vishom alecha b'chol olam v'chol nafsho. Both tshuva and tefillah. Basically, they are almost one idea. It's based upon kiruv. What is tshuva? Return to whom? Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, if return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got to be within reach. My return should make sense. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Actually, it is a sacrifice offered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in order to make it possible for people to pray to you, Shemeya Tfilo Odecho Kol Boso Yomeyo. Interesting is that you don't say Elecho Kol Boso Yomeyo. Odecho Kol Boso Yomeyo. I mean, you know what's the difference between Odecho and Elecho. Elecho Kol Boso Yomeyo means I move on toward you, I move in a certain direction, where I hope finally to find thee. Is Elecho in the direction in the direction we are moving toward you. This is the Elecho. But when you say Odecho Kol Boso Yomeyo, means I moved on and finally I found. Odecho means a kind of collision between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We suddenly met each other. Sometimes you walk on the street and you don't look ahead, and you walk on the street, and somebody walks in the opposite direction. So you collide with the person. That is what tshuva and tefillah. Men should come so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should touch each other. And for that you need a Beis HaMikdash. זה צווי לחלמס. ולאומנום, וזאת, הנה השומעים, באומנום ישב אלוקים על אוהב, דידיני דבי סמיר, עשה הקלנה. הנה השומעים, ושמי השומעים, ליח על תלוכו, is even beyond and behind infinity. Afki abayis azeh asher banisi, does he need it? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need a home? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu homeless without a home? Man is homeless, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the reason? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How HaKadosh Baruch Hu resolve the problem? After the Shemayim, 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 infinity, find it, that we can't understand. But you still insist. You are not satisfied with your infinity and the transcendence, which is measureless and endless and far from that. You know, you want to be a tenant in the Beis HaMikdash. Have just a small room here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfied. Why is it? What for? For Kabbalah, there was no need. So for what purpose is it necessary? What purpose? Ufan Yisrael Tfilas Avdecho Vel Tfilas. In order to make Tfilah viable, possible, the reality of Tfilah must have HaKadosh Baruch Hu facing them. I stand in Shem Nesre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opposite me. And this demonstration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lead the whole the multitude of cosmos or of universes, the multitude of them, the beyond and behind the universe. No one knows what we have on it. Created and uncreated, as a Gitana Dvelio, the Tmiri Nidigayin, hidden mysterious systems of creation. And systems of creation which we have an inkling. To leave all that and to move in to a room near the Beis HaMikdash shows one thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in the glory of Korbanos, the man is glory of Korbanos, he's not interested. All right, a mitzvah, fine. But for that he wouldn't have created so many worlds and he wouldn't have left the transcendent, the uncharted, laser, uncreated world. He would have been satisfied. He wouldn't have left them. The fact that he left them and he moved into the Beis HaMikdash Almato, to a small place, the Kapelas, shows that you are interested in them. And for Tfilah, you must have a Beis HaMikdash, because you must have a Kodesh Baruch Hu right opposite in his palace. Hence, Ufan Yisrael Tzvalas Tzvalas Avdacho Vel Tchinosei Adishem Alekoi Rishmeya Elorino Velat Tchilo Asher Avdacho Nispalei Mefalech Alekoi.